Doctors, nurses, and health professionals are on the front lines of the coronavirus pandemic, but Army soldiers have been supporting the effort here as well. The military is providing medical personnel, testing, security, and more in the state. WBUR's Angus Chen reports now. The Army's top general visited Massachusetts to look over the military operations here.
When the Chief of Staff of the Army, General James McConville, stepped out into the Massachusetts snow on Saturday, he greeted the National Guard waiting for him with an elbow bump. As the most senior officer in the Army, McConville's been to war zones around the world.
What's different about this is that this is a fight against an invisible enemy.
War is often used metaphorically to describe COVID-19, but McConville means it quite literally. He says while the way the Army is helping to fight the virus is different, what it means to be a soldier hasn't changed during the pandemic.
It's still an enemy. So we have to defeat this enemy. And the way to do that is develop treatments and vaccinations and high throughput testing that protects the American people against this virus. And we will defeat it.
Like in many states, Massachusetts has been able to accelerate its coronavirus response with the Army's help. The Corps of Engineers helped rapidly build field hospitals, and 1,500 National Guard troops have been expanding coronavirus testing in the state. Last week, Army Medical Reserve units began treating patients in the Boston Convention Center, and McConville says more Army doctors and nurses will soon begin working in other COVID-19 facilities around the state. And the general says Massachusetts is especially important to the Army's nationwide response. It's also personal.
I was born and raised in Quincy, and my dad still lives in the house that we grew up in, and we're just very thankful to have the opportunity to give back to the community and work with all the great professionals that are here trying to defeat the virus.
During his visit, McConville spoke face-to-face with many members of the Massachusetts National Guard. He says Army medical personnel are eager to serve in their home state, too.
There's a tremendous amount of pride in serving your country and serving your fellow men and women right here and protecting the nation.
Army medical researchers are working closely with scientists at the Broad Institute and Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center on medical treatments and a vaccine for COVID-19. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Angus Chen.